农历新年快乐。在明天就是这个除夕，所以很多在国外工作的弟兄姐妹都回来做一个团圆饭，所以我们再次请他们，欢迎他们回来，再次来这边崇拜啊，多谢李杰啊，还有谁啊 ？OK， 这边我们有第一次来我们当中的朋友吗？啊，请你站起来，让我们来欢迎你。那边你，那边两位，哎，我们欢迎你。我们欢迎你。这里有一些家里的事情要报告。你们大家都知道啊，好几个月前我们大堂的那个音响哦，先讲这个先，对不起。我们的本堂那个姐妹谢慧斌姐妹，在2月1日的时候回天家了。今晚呢8:30有追思礼拜在 Singapore Cascade 3楼，然后星期一早上10:30，请大家关怀他还有他的家人。还有一些事情要报告，就是每个星期一呢就会有我们常牧师有带领这个神学课，从创造到新创造，鼓励大家能够每周一晚上7:30能够去参加。然后就是刚才我讲那个大堂的音响经过这个音响组的同工们几个月的努力终于在这个昨天已经做好了，所以今天的声音是非常好的好到如果你唱的走音也听得很清楚所以好的，所以报告就到此我们把时间交给我们的以诺牧师。
Good morning, friends.
早安。
This morning we will continue with the book of Matthew from chapter 12, from verse 9 to 21.
今天早上经文是马太福音第十二章第九节到二十一节。
Allow me to read it in English, and if we were to prefer the Chinese version, please look at the PowerPoint. Matthew 12, verse 9. He went from there and entered their synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand.And they asked him, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him? He said to them, Which of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and leave it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.Then he said to the man, Stretch out your hands. And he and the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him. And he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken.By the prophet Isaiah, Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry out aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick.He will not quench until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. This is the reading of scripture. Well, I believe just now, if you hear this chapter being read or this portion being read, very soon you will find that there's something in this story that should catch our eyes.
相信你在读到这个经文就深深地被吸引了。
Well, Jesus just went to the synagogue.
耶稣是到了会堂去。
He went there probably just to observe the Sabbath and nothing more.
他去或许没有什么特别，就是要去守安息日。
Next slide, please. But as soon as Jesus has stepped into the synagogue,
但是耶稣一踏进去会堂,
the Pharisees and the scribe approach him with the question, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
法利赛人和文士就去问他了，在安息日治病可以吗？
Now, scenario like this, frankly, is not as common in the Gospels.
这样的情景并不常出现在福音书。
Usually, Jesus and his disciples will receive this sort of questions and comments only after he or his disciple has done something that people consider offensive.
比较往往的是耶稣和门徒在做了一些事情之后才被质疑为是否妥当。
Now, we find example of such a case at the beginning of this chapter.
比如说一开头这个十二章就看到这个例子。
Now, next slide, please. Now, Jesus has allowed his disciples to pluck heads of grain on a Sabbath day.
当时耶稣是允许门徒在安息日摘一些这个麦子来吃。
Now, in the eyes of the Jews,
在犹太人来说,
you and I know this is considered harvesting.
对他们来说,这个就是在收割。
This is something that is offensive to do on a Sabbath.
收割的话就是工作, 在安息日是不可以做的。
And sure enough,
果然,
he soon received a comment and said, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on Sabbath.
果然就有人指责耶稣说,你看,你的门徒做了安息日不可以做的事情。
But for the story they're looking at today, that's not the case.
但是今天早上这个经文,它的情景不是这样的。
Jesus probably didn't plan to do any healing in the synagogue that day.
或许耶稣一开始就没有打算在会堂施行什么医治。
And neither are we told that the man with the withered hand had even tried to approach Jesus to ask for help.
那个有病的人,他的手枯干的男子,他也没有要求耶稣去医治他。
We all know what's happening here, don't we?
我们 到底知道发生什么事吗?
The religious leaders could no longer stand the sight of Jesus.
这里就是这个宗教领袖无法再容忍耶稣了。
And wanted badly to get rid of him.
他们就真的要干掉他。
If that wasn't the case,
不然的话,
then why would they pounce at him with the question?
不然的话, 为什么他们要这样发难, 要去问这样的问题呢?
Now Matthew even affirms such a reading.
作者马太也认同我们这样看法。
By saying that the religious leader did not ask the question in hope to get an enlightening answer, or something that would enlighten them.
他说这个宗教领袖去问耶稣, 他们的真正的目的不是要去找到什么答案。
What did they want?
那他们希望,
Friends, what did they want?
他们希望什么呢?
知道了他圣经不? Know the answer? What do they want? They wanted Jesus to give the wrong answer.
哇,他们是要耶稣答错,
so that they may use it as evidence to accuse him. That's what they want.
答错呢,就可以拿来证明他错了,然后去控告他。
But what was it that caused them to want to get rid of Jesus so badly?
那耶稣究竟做了什么,使得他们这么执意要干掉他?
Now we just have to read a little bit more to find the answer. Just a little more.
我们要多读一点点就会知道答案了。
Now, when asked, is it lawful to heal on Sabbath, Jesus countered the question by asking them this.
当被问安息日可以治病吗? 耶稣反问他们一个问题。
He asked, should one pull a sheep out of the pit on Sabbath?
若有一只羊在安息日掉进那个坑里,
or Jesus is asking, if the sheep in your house drop into the pit on Sabbath, will you pull them out on Sabbath day or you won't? You know?
你家里的羊掉进去坑里,你会伸手把它拉出来吗?
Now, Jesus answered, countered with a question, not because his favorite animal is the young meh.
当然耶稣这样讲不是因为他非常喜欢小羊。
Rather, it was because right at that point of time, there was an active debate going on.
而是当时在这个宗教圈子里面确实有这样的一个辩论。
And in those debates, people were really debating on whether one should really lift up a sheep on Sabbath day.
而在那个辩论是真的有人去问说,在安息日可以伸手把羊救出来吗?
And in all this debate, actually what they want to get at is the answer to one question.
而在这样的辩论里面,其实他们要的就是一个答案,一个问题。
Next slide, please. Next slide, please. Yeah. What they really want to get is the answer to this question. How much a person was willing to sacrifice to give honor to God and his holy day?
他们要的答案是针对一个问题，就是说一个人为了遵从神而守安息日，愿意付出多少的代价。
Now the answer to this question was very important to them.
这个答案对这些辩论员是很重要的。
Why?
为什么？
Because they had a belief.
因为他们有一个信念。
They believed that if the Israelites were to do it correctly in terms of living holy lives,
他们相信如果以色列人能够很正确地活出圣洁的生命，
to live their holy lives to the point that God is pleased.
活出圣洁的生命到一个程度是可以让神满意。
Then their piousness will cause God to return sooner to His chosen people.
那么他们的虔诚度就会让神更快地回到子民当中。
And when God returns, then God will help them to overthrow the Romans.
神回到当中就能够推翻罗马人。
And when that happened, Israel would once again be a free and sovereign nation.
这样子呢，以色列就可以再次成为一个拥有自主权的国度。
How much more sacrifice should everybody be making?
所以他们就问，我们要牺牲多少呢？
How much more should everybody be doing in order to please and honor God?
每个人应该做到什么程度才算是遵从神？
What are the things that are still not done properly today?
还有什么东西是我们做得不够好的？
Such were the questions that filled the minds and the debates of those days.
所以当时就是这些问题困扰了，充满了辩论。
Then came along Jesus and his being you.
然后耶稣和门徒就出现了。
It's a group that will go and pick grain and were and ate grain on the Sabbath.
这群人呢就在安息日摘那个麦子来吃。
And instead of sacrificing more for God, this group was seen satisfying themselves.
不但没有更多的为神牺牲，他们还做一些事情，好像是在满足自己的私欲。
And plucking and eating grains wasn't the only, or eating wasn't an offense, but plucking grain was. And plucking grain wasn't the only offense that this group has committed.
而不只是摘那个麦穗来吃。
Jesus was also seen eating with tax collectors, healing on Sabbath.
耶稣会被人看到与罪人与税吏同桌同吃。
And so, in the eyes of those religious leaders,
所以对宗教领袖而言，
all these offenses that Jesus and his friend were committing was counterproductive in against their effort of trying to regain God's favor.
他们认为耶稣和他的同党啊，这些举动是破坏了他们想重获神喜悦的一切的努力。
We try to be so holy and so holy and so holy so that God is pleased.
我们这么努力要使到神能够满意。
Then came this group.
然后这群人来了。
Doing all that really shouldn't be done.
做这些不应该做的事情。
So to them, Jesus and his friend must be stopped.
所以他们对他们而言，他们就说一定要制止耶稣和他门徒。
Otherwise, it might be the case that it's Jesus and his friend stopping God from returning sooner to Israel.
不然的话，就可能真的是这群人拦阻了神更快地回到以色列。
In other words, the religious leader was so afraid that by allowing Jesus to continue doing what he's been doing,
宗教领袖很害怕的去让耶稣继续下去。
It would only prolong their days of suffering and being oppressed by the Romans.
这样子下去，只会延迟他们在罗马人手下的那个受苦还有逼迫。
So when we have such a background, such an understanding.
当我们明白了这点，
we would have to say that the religious leader were in fact doing something good for the Israelites, at least in their conception.
或许我们可以说，这个宗教领袖是在为以色列这个群体争取一些益处。
They were trying to do things such a way that God will come back and they can be free people once again.
他们在做的是说，让神可以更快地回到我们当中，让我们得到自由。
And friends, let me ask this.
让我问一个问题。
Am I right to say that it's not the first time that we hear from this pulpit that there's a good side to all these Israelites' religious leaders?
我相信我们不是第一次听到这个宗教领袖为他们说好话。
Am I correct? That's not the first time that we hear from this pulpit that there's a good side to these religious leaders. Anyone can concur to this?
相信我们不是第一次听到宗教领为宗教领袖说好话。
No, we have never heard of a good side of the religious people.
听过他们的 好话吗？
Maybe that's really the case, but in any case, I tend to think
但是呢
that no matter if you have heard it before, we have not, we, in our minds, they are bad guys.
大家总是把他们当成是坏人。
Once we hear names like Pharisees,
一听到这个字，法利赛人
Scribes and Sadducees,
文士啊，撒都该人
What came up immediately in our mind would usually be words and images that are negative rather than positive, am I right?
然后这个出现的应该都是负面的字句或者画面吧。
If I was wrong just now, I should be right this time. Don't tell me both wrong.
对吗？
If both wrong, that means it's either I'm talking nonsense or you are cooning. So, when we hear about all the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, we would think of descriptions such as self-serving, controlling, oppressive.
讲到这个法利赛人、文士、撒都盖人，我们常常听到的形容词就是很自私啊，很强制人啊，很控制人啊。
We don't think of words to associate them as heroes or healers or you know freedom leaders. No, right?
我很少听到人家形容他们为英雄啊，或者是那个自由让人家自由的人啊。
Not presuming what I've just said is correct.
如果是这样的话
，then the question is why.
那么就是为何是这样的呢
？Why do we keep regarding those Israelite religious leaders as bad guys? Why?
为什么我们总会把他们宗教领袖当作是坏的角色
？Now my guess is this.
我猜是这样子。
My guess is although there is indeed something good about those guys.
虽然他们确实是有点优点。
They just don't come across to us as holy and godly.
但是他们给人的印象就是不够真正的圣洁，不够真正的属神。
For all the good things that they've been doing, all the effort they've been putting, everybody see them being religious, very pious, but they just don't come across as holy and godly.
他们所做的都是看起来都是很好的，很真的，但是我们就是感觉不到他们是真正的圣洁，真正的属神。
Just know no one raised hand because I believe the gospel has given us many, many cases to think of them like as bad guys.
我相信福音书也给了很多这样的形容，让我们读者们看到他们是好像真的是坏人。
But may I add one more reason why we would not be able to see them as good guys based on today's story?
今天早上经文也给我们多一个这样的证明。
And that is with all the effort that they put in to serve God and His people.
而这是即使他们放入了全部的精力去侍奉神、侍奉子民
，they still somehow fall short from being seen as a true servant of God.
他们好像还缺少了一个真正 为人家认为是神的仆人的一个特质，
看起来不像神真正的仆人。 And that begs the question,
那就有一个问题了。
What are the qualities of a true servant of God?
那神的真仆人应该有哪些特征呢？
How does this true servant of God look like?
神的真仆人他应该是怎么样子的？
Matthew refers us to Isaiah 42 for the answer.
作者马太就引用了以赛亚书第四十二章
，which is in the PowerPoint. It says that, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen."
看哪，我所拣选的仆人，我所爱的。
My beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased.
我所爱，心里所喜悦的。
I will put my spirit upon him.
我要把我的灵赐给他。
And he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles.
他必向万国宣扬公义。
He will not quarrel or cry aloud.
他不争吵，他不喧嚷。
Nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
人在街上听不见他声音。
A bruised reed he will not break.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And a smoldering wick he will not quench.
僵残的灯火他不吹灭。
Until he bring justice to victory.
直到他施行公义使公义得胜。
And in his name the Gentiles will hope.
然后万民都要寄望于他的名。
Now this is how a true servant of God should in fact look like, at least according to Matthew.
马太真的认为说这个是神的真仆人应该有的特质。
Now this quotation refers, of course, only to Jesus.
当然，这个引用的经文是指向或者形容耶稣。
The very one that God has chosen to be filled with His Spirit.
耶稣是神拣选的，把圣灵赐给他。
And to proclaim His justice.
叫他向万国宣扬公义。
But may I risk a little bit of exegesis, you know, in exegeting this passage by saying this?
但是我也要这样说，解经。
That Jesus, a true servant of God,
耶稣是神的真仆人
also serves as an example for all who come after him to follow.
耶稣也成为所有跟随他的人的榜样
In other words, friends, you and I, as Christians, we are all called to be true servants of God.
也就是说，你和我，我们都被神呼召，要成为这样的真仆人
We, his followers, are called to reproduce.His kind of serving and service.
我们跟随主耶稣的门徒，我们要复制这个耶稣那样的服事。
And when we are able to do so,
当我们真如此做的时候
，I'm sure we, the servants of God, will come across as holy and godly.
那么我们这些神的仆人就是圣洁的、属神的、
So what are we called to do?
那就问我们被呼召去做什么呢？
First, we are to proclaim justice.
第一就是宣扬公义。
Now, to proclaim justice in this case doesn't so much mean that, you know, it is for us to judge who is right, who is wrong.
宣扬公义并不是叫你叫我去审判谁做得对，谁做得错。
It's not for us to determine who deserves blessings and who deserves condemnation.
去决定谁应该蒙祝福，谁该蒙诅咒。
The word justice is used in this case not so much to refer to legal aspects of things.
公义这个字句在这里用的指的不是这个法律的事宜。
It refers rather to God's good purposes for this world.
是指神对世界对世人的美好旨意。
So to proclaim justice is to partner with God to see that the world is in good order.
所以要去宣扬公义，就是要与神合伙，去使到这个世界是管理的好。
To be a blessing to others.
成为别人的祝福。
To meet the needs.
帮助他人的需要。
And conveying God's love to them.
然后向人表达表扬神对他们的爱。
Now, if your memory are not bad.
如果你的记性好的话。
We will remember that in the first service of this year.
还记得当初今年初这个正道。
Pastor Hoxing was here preaching.
福成传道在这里讲道。
And he touched on these few verses in his sermon.
就讲到了这几节的经文。
And he encouraged us in his sermon to serve as volunteer with the Chinese kindergarten, remember?
他鼓励会友要在那个新州幼稚园当义工。
He also encouraged us, he also shared about HealthServe.
他也分享了 HealthServe.
That's a Christian organization that helps migrant workers in Singapore.
这个是一个在新加坡的志愿团体，他们协助国内的外地劳工。
And he also encouraged us to step out of our comfort zone to render help to this sort of people.
他鼓励会友说：“你们要踏出你的安全区，去帮助有需要的人。”
To proclaim justice.
去宣扬公义。
That's the first part of our call.
这个是第一个我们的呼召。
That may be Chinese kindergarten.
所以无论是新州幼稚园。
HealthServe.
HealthServe.
In our church.
教会。
At our workplace.
工作场所。
In our neighborhood.
社区邻里。
Or somewhere overseas.
甚至是海外某个地区。
Friends, when opportunity arises.
一旦你有机会。
Will we hold back?
我们会不会退缩呢？
Or will we avail ourselves to proclaim justice?
还是我们会付出自己去宣扬公义？
Well, at least based on this, what Matthew writes here.
这里所说的呢？
Let us know this one thing, that we are all called to proclaim justice.
说第一件要做的就是我们每一个被呼召的就是要去宣扬公义。
Second,
第二，
true servants live lives that are focused on God and not on oneself.
真仆人他们会把生命的焦点放在神那里而不是自己。
Now we find in this quotation this phrase.
我们看到这个经文它的形容。
He said he will not quarrel or cry aloud,Nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
他不争吵，也不喧嚷，人在街上听不见他的声音。
Now, strictly speaking, this phrase, of course, refers specifically to Jesus quietly withdrawing from a synagogue.
严格来说，这句话呢，应该是指耶稣在敌人预谋害他的时候，静静的离开会堂。
Yes, he quietly withdrew when the enemy was trying to plot to destroy him.
当敌人要预谋害他的时候，他就静静的离开。
Now, Jesus did that, of course, only to avoid unnecessary and an untimely confrontation.
耶稣如此说，因为时候还没到，他是为了避开那个无谓的对峙。
For him, the time to face his enemy squarely and boldly was Jerusalem.
时候到了要大胆地面对敌人的时候就是在耶路撒冷的时候。
The time where he was supposed to go straight up to the cross.
就是当他要朝十字架走的时候。
That's what this phrase originally means.
所以这一句话本来的意思是这样。
But allow me to just draw a mini reflection based on it.
个人就有一个反思。
Now whether to heal or to withdraw.
无论是去医治或者不医治。
As in referring to Jesus in the synagogue that day.
就是讲到耶稣当在会堂那天的举动。
Whether to speak or to keep silent.
要开口说话或者闭口沉默。
Now we see Jesus doing what he did with an end goal in mind.
你看到耶稣无论做什么都会朝着一个目标去做。
That is to see God's justice being brought forth to victory.
他的目标就是要执行神的公义。
And this again is Jesus' example to us.
这也是耶稣给予我们的榜样。
As true servants of God.
叫我们成为真的仆人。
Now, when we hear this, that okay, we do things because an angle in mind, you know, an angle that what God wants. When we hear this,
当我们听到说 okay, 我们做事情要有一个目标，一个神的目标。
Now we may say that, hey, I'm not Jesus.
或许你会说，哎，我不是耶稣啊。
I'm not called specifically to go to Jerusalem.
我没有受到这个特别的呼召去耶路撒冷。
And you look at me, do I look like Peter or Paul?
我也不像彼得，不像保罗。
I'm not called to go and preach to the Jews, not the Gentiles.
我不像这个彼得、保罗是被呼召去跟外邦人或者跟犹太人传福音。
I don't have a specific calling.
我没有一个特别的呼召。
And how am I to live life with an end goal that what you say in mind?
没有这样的特别目标呼召，我应该怎样活出来呢？
Now, friends, if we really might be troubled by a question like this,
若你被这个所谓的特别呼召而感到困扰，
then let me say a few words.
那我就来跟你讲几句话。
Let's be sure, specific calling is not what many Christians would have.
大部分的信徒，他没有这个所谓的特别的呼召。
It is okay for us not to be called to go somewhere.
如果你没有这个特别的呼召，却去某个地方是 OK 的。
To serve a certain type of people.
去服侍某一类的人。
Or to really do certain things in particular.
或者去做某一件事情。
To marry a certain person.
去跟另外一个人结婚。
Or to join a certain profession.
加入另外一个行业。
Our lives, friends, should be equally meaningful and purposeful whether or not we have a specific calling.
即使有没有这个所谓的特别呼召，那么我们的生命也应该同样的活得有意义，有目标。
If we are one of them that's looking for a specific calling in life.
如果你是其中一个，你说我要找到这个特别的呼召。
Then let me repeat myself. Our lives should be equally meaningful and purposeful whether or not we have a specific calling.
那我就说，生命，我们的生命应该是同样活得有意义，有目标，无论我们是否有所谓的神的特别的呼召。
Because.
为什么呢？
Because God is working in our lives no matter what we are working on.
因为无论我们在进行什么，神总是在我们的生命中动工。
And so what is really needed...
所以真正必须有的
is living a life of worship and service, constant worship, constant service.
是一个有不间断的敬拜的生命，不间断的服侍的生命。
A life that is focused on God and not on oneself.
一个把焦点放在神，而不是在自己的生命。
And if you wonder how to do it,
那你在想应该怎么样去做呢？
Now check out the next PowerPoint.
那你就继续听下去了。
Jesus 讲了，
耶稣就在这里说了。
And this will lead us to the third aspect.
这是讲到我们第三方面。
Not only are we to live life that's focused on God and not oneself.
不单只我们把生命专注于神而非自己。
We are also to live life that focus on others.
我们也要活着把注意力关注他人，为他人而活。
Now we find in verse 20 these beautiful words. The previous slide, please.
所以二十节我们就有这样的形容词。
It says that a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。
Now, friends, I think this part of the quotation, the previous slide, please. I think this part of the quotation should really speak volumes to a society like ours.
我这句话正好就针对我们现今这个社会。
And allow me to unpack this metaphor a little bit.
我们再深入的去看一看。
Reeds.
这个芦苇
Reeds are useful because it is hard.
芦苇很有用，因为它很僵硬。
And it's able to keep the shape and structure.
可以保持它的形状。
And so in ancient times and also in modern times.
在古时候，甚至是今天
，Reeds has been used to make things like containers.
芦苇就被使用来制造成桶。
Pen.
笔。
Measuring rod.
尺。
Flute.
箫。
Walking canes.
拐杖。
Now, imagine with me.
你可以想象吗?
That you have a flute made of reed in your hand.
如果你有一个芦苇做的箫。
And then this flute has half of it that is straight.
然后一半是直的。
The other half sang it in a funny angle.
一半却歪了或者垂了。
Can you make music?
那如何制造出音乐呢?
If your flute is a bruised reed, is it useful?
如果你的箫是一个压扁的一个箫，那还有用吗?
Or how about let's imagine something else?
那想另外一个吧。
Now you have a cane, a walking cane in your hand.
你有一个拐杖。
But this cane has started to give way in a center.
但就开始在中间好像要摇摇动这样。
Now, wouldn't the next person use it for in no time.
那么那个下一个人在使用它的时候，不是会跌倒吗
？The logical thing to do is to just break it and throw it away.
所以自然做的就是，哎呀，把它折断，就给它丢掉了嘛。
So that no one will be harmed by using it again.
不要让其他的人使用，不然就受伤。
We get what he's trying to say?
明白我这一点吗
？Isaiah not confident, so he gives us one more metaphor.
以赛亚再给多一个比喻。
He gives us a metaphor of the smoldering wick.
僵长的灯火。
Now, the wick is actually a small strip of cloth.
这个灯芯是一块布。
Today everything is like Alexa, turn on the light, so we no longer think about this, right?
今天我们很少用到这个所谓的灯跟芯哈。
But in those days, people use a small strip of cloth and use it to really pour oil and then they light the lamp.
当年这块小小的布，你倒油了，然后就放火哈，所以就有灯。
Now, when this piece of cloth start to smoke.
但是这块布如果开始冒烟的时候
，The only thing to do is to have it changed.
你就要换这块布了。
Because what it produced from that point onwards will not be brightness from fire.
因为你不换掉这个灯芯的话，那制造出来就不是亮光。
But air pollution from smoke.
空气，而是空气污染。
So in short, a bruised reed and a smoldering wick depict uselessness.
所以所谓的压伤的芦苇、僵长的灯火，就是所谓的没有用的东西。
Something that no longer has value.
没有价值的。
Something that should be destroyed and discarded.
没有用的东西只有丢弃或者消除。
Now, ours, friends, is a society that demands speed.
那我们今天的社会呢，是很讲究这个高效率的。
We want things that's of high quality.
高价值。
Value add.
增值。
Increased chances of winning.
要加添要赢的机会。
Both on people and on product, we demandsuch qualities.
无论是对人对产品我们都有这样的要求。
We will band together with the good ones so that we can get ahead and we conveniently leave behind the others.
我们总是很喜欢跟强者在一起好让自己可以往前进而很轻易地将别人那些走得慢的人就放弃让他们落后。
To do so is certainly logical in terms of products.
如果讲的是产品的话是理所当然。
If your smartphone app is too slow or too cumbersome to use.
你的手机程序太慢了或太复杂了。
Do you say I love it for anything?
你是否还说哦我永远都在爱它。
You will sure chuck it and just download a new one, right?
我相信你可能就会跟它换掉换一个新的程序吧。
So yes, we should do so for products.
产品是 OK 的。
And we do.
我们也这样做。
But people?
但是人呢？
How about people?
人如何呢？
Isaiah tells us that the true servants of God will be one who display extraordinary willingness to encourage people.
以赛亚说这个神的真仆人他会展现出来的这生命是一个超出于可以乐于鼓励他人的一种生命。
Extraordinary willingness to encourage people who are not appreciated or looked upon by others.
他会去关怀、去鼓励那些一般上不被别人欣赏的人。
A true servant of God will be willing to be friends of this sort.
真仆人会乐意成为这样的人的朋友。
Give them opportunities to find success in life, in relationships.
给他们机会获得成功、获得美好的关系。
The true servants of God will not be quick to pass judgment.
真仆人不会很轻易地去批判他人。
To cast people aside.
放弃他人。
But will go an extra mile for this sort of people.
而是为这样的人多走一里路。
Until?
直到呢?
Until?
直到怎么样?
Until God's justice is seen.
直到神的公义实现。
Now friends, among here, I think we will find a lot more Korean drama fans rather than MediaCorp show fans.
我们今天在这里跟很多人喜欢看韩剧吧，多过看新传媒的电视剧。
But I believe the sudden and sad passing of MediaCorp actor Aloysius Pang is still vivid in our minds.
我相信我们国内的艺人哦，我们的冯伟忠，不幸的过世，许多国人都哀悼。
And among all the reports that were written about him.
当中有很多关于他的报道。
There was this word spoken by MediaCorp actress Felicia Chin, I think, in one remembering him. I think her words caught my mind. I caught my eyes.
有一个演员叫做陈凤琳，她的哀悼词就深深地吸引了我。
And I saw this in a CNA news report.
就看到在 CNA 的一个报告，她这样说。
She said that Aloysius was one who was a rare breed of people.
她说冯伟忠是其中少有的一个人。
Who would actually stop and care?
他会停下脚步来关怀他人。
With action and not wanting a single bit of attention.
以行动来关爱，而不求任何的回报或注意。
Or anything in return.
或回报。
Aloysius was one who was a rare breed who would stop and care.
其中一个少有的人会停下脚步来关怀他人。
Friends from this service.
那么今天早上的朋友们。
Who are Jesus' follower?
我们也是耶稣的门徒。
Who has the call to be true servants of God?
被呼召成为神的真仆人。
Let's ask all ourselves, including myself, asking myself.
我们就问我们自己吧。
Should people like Aloysius Pang remain a rare breed?
像冯伟忠先生这样的人，应该是少有的吗？
I think it shouldn't be.
应该不是。
Since God has called us.
因为神呼召了我们。
To follow Him.
成为跟随他的人。
To follow the First example,
成为这个首要的榜样
to be true servants of God,
成为神的真仆人
Let's pray.
让我们祷告
Lord God, we look to you at this point, even as Chinese preparing to enter into a new year based on our calendar, or the Chinese calendar.